Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseborough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Stan Williams. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ashburn is called out on strikes. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Howard scores. Snider moves to third. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Snider scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Neal bunts towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neal for the out. Gilliam moves to second. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gilliam scores. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. Larker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Moon moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moon scores. Larker moves to third. It's 4-0, Dodgers. Don Elston now pitching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snider is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snider strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is called out on strikes. One out. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wills goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Dodgers. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 5-1, Dodgers. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Larker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larker hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren pinch hits for Don Elston. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Noren takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Mark Freeman now pitching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Wills. The throw from Rice and he is safe. Wills steals second. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Altman hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Altman reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 5-2, Dodgers. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Gilliam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Howard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Erle Virrill pinch hits for Dale Rice. Erle Virrill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Will pinch hits for Mark Freeman. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Will hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Will reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Larry Sherry now pitching. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Dodgers. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. George Altman now playing center field. Erle Virrill now catching. Bob Will now playing right field. Don Demeter pin. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges pinch hits for John Roseboro. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wills hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pignatano now catching. Don Demeter now playing center field. Gil Hodges now playing first base. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Don Zimmer pinch runs for Walt Morin. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Gilliam catches it and throws to second to double up Banks. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer now playing second base. Art Schult now playing left field. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.